You imply no one is in heaven yet from earth. What about Elijah who rose up into heaven alive, or up into the sky alive? What's your belief? Thank you.
All right. I may have said no one yesterday. Well, that was no one except. And that's brought out very well in this question. Except Elijah and Moses. Indeed, they are in heaven. There's actually a wonderful account in the Gospels. Maybe you've heard about the Mount of Transfiguration. You can find it in Matthew 17 and two of the other Gospels as well. And what happens is Jesus takes three of his disciples up on a mountain, and there he is transfigured before them. He is revealed in all his glory, and there appears Elijah and Moses, and they speak with Jesus. So those are the two people that are indeed in heaven already. We learn of the story of Elijah that he was translated, so he was living when he went to heaven. And then we have the story in of Moses. And Moses, he died, but Moses was resurrected. And these two, it's very interesting because they are really representing the two groups of people in the last days. Because we have Elijah being representing those that will be translated when Jesus comes, and Moses representing those that will be resurrected in the first resurrection when Jesus comes. So really a type of the two groups that will be... In the last days when Jesus comes, the two groups of people.
And just to help clarify that, there's one other that's special on that was Enoch as well.
Yes, that's right.
He lived 365 years, and then he was taken to be with God.
Right.
That's the exception.
Yep. So we have Enoch as well. That's another example. So there are a few people enjoying the bliss of heaven already. And but many more will follow, as we know from Scripture. Thank you for that.
As a general rule, it's not everybody.